We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
People wait all year long for Black Friday deals. Well, at Jim Shorkey Key in North Huntington, they have them all month long. Famous Black Friday deals available every day in November 2021 Kia Forte LXS. For just $152 a month, the all-new 2021 Kia K5 LXS with available all-wheel drive, only $158 a month. JimShorkeyKia.com. Also wanted to tell you the best place to hear about everything Black and Gold football before every game is Black and Gold Game Day on 93.7 The Fan, presented by JP Roofing and Siding and Tri-State Office Furniture. 3 hours before every game, we got you covered with all you need to know from around the league. And with our Black and Gold, brought to you by Morrison Kitchen and Bath, Armstrong Business Solutions, Yinzers in DeBerg, Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. Ron, did you see where Ryan Shazier announced the launch of the Ryan Shazier Fund for Spinal Rehabilitation? And his goal is to provide resources, support, and funding for people with spinal cord injuries, as well as their caregivers, which is important.
I did see that. I think it's wonderful that this kid is still being so inspiring, one of the most inspiring athletes I've ever known, just the way he handled himself after that injury and never at least publicly felt sorry for himself. I happened to catch Bob Pompeiani had an interview with him last night, really kind of an exclusive deal where he announced this foundation on KDKA, and it's just inspiring to me that the kid is trying to, you know, thankful for all the help he received when he fought that incredible battle to come back, and now trying to do something positive to help other people. I think it's a big deal, and I think it's really kind of cool what he is doing, Joe, and wish him nothing but the best with it, because, as I said, he has been nothing but inspiring to me ever since he had that injury.
It was announced in the release that Shazier received 130 rehab sessions in the first 18 to 24 months, which are crucial to recovery from a spinal cord injury, and said that others with less means than a professional athlete only get 20 to 30 rehab sessions because of insurance limitations. And this is out of Pro Football Talk. The new initiative is designed to help people get that same kind of care that he got. So perfect guy. I couldn't think of a better guy at the front of a cause like that. And by the way, I also think that he could get into this business anytime he wants from listening to him. Now, I forget which podcast that was a couple weeks ago. Was it Barstool? I can't remember. But he was great talking about Antonio Brown and their relationship and how he was wishy-washy as a friend, and you never knew what you were going to get from him, and he was just really good, compelling stuff on that podcast. He could do this, I think, any day of the week on TV, radio, podcast, whatever he wanted to do. I think Ryan Shazier could do that as well. And, of course, we already know that people raved about him as a de facto coach last year, that he was good at that.
Yeah, another guy we have to worry about wanting our job, Joe. They're all out there, aren't they? They're all out there. We all got to worry about them. He's very good. And the comments the other day about Antonio were just absolutely priceless. I couldn't argue with anything that he said about him. But he's been a great kid here. It's unfortunate the way his career ended, but certainly he has never once felt sorry for himself. He's never stopped, you know, believing in, you know, and that he would walk again, and he has, and now believing that there's a cause out there that he can help somebody, and I think it's just great.
Did you see where, given the new state guidelines, the Steelers will go from 5,000 people, I believe, or 5,500 down to 2,500? Do you think that that makes any difference? Do you think 55 made a difference? It did for me, and it does for me around the league, at least in terms of the viewing experience. I'm not sure it has any impact at all on the game itself on the field. You?
I don't think it does, Joe. You know what? Whether there's 5,500 here, I guess they're going to the change doesn't go into effect right until the Washington game. That there'll still be 5,500 or whatever, I believe, this week. I mean, the Thursday night game, but it doesn't matter. You know, they may beat Lamar Jackson again, but I don't think it'll have anything to do with the crowd size or anything like that. That's just not enough people for me to make any kind of a difference. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we're back to this point again, but I don't think that it's going to be any kind of a big deal, Joe. At least competitively on the field, I mean.
No, me neither. So then taking that, extrapolating is a nice word, Ron, that all the way to the playoffs, does that bye mean anything other than, and this is a big deal, don't get me wrong, the rest. See, to me, the rest is the big deal anyways. But as far as playing at home, does it matter that much to play at home in the playoffs?
I don't think so.
Given the way things are?
You know, normally circumstances, yeah, it's a huge deal. But this year, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think Ben would have any problem going to Kansas City and winning a game there. I mean, they've won playoff games there in the past when there's been 80,000 or however many they get in that stadium. So, no, the key point is just what you said, the rest element of that. That is a big deal that you want to be able to, you know, to let your guys get their rest and have that week off and let them heal. So at least you're at full strength figuratively and literally going into the game. So that's the most important thing to me, not the home field advantage with very little crowd. I don't think there is one.
Yeah, I just wonder if there is something to play in on your field, though. I wonder about that. At the beginning of the year, and I'm just looking at this now because this topic just came up, teams weren't winning as much at home, which made sense. But lately, they are winning more at home. I just think, like the Steelers, I think are more comfortable at home. I feel better about them at home than I do on the road. I just do, you know? And I look at other teams. Let's see here. New Orleans, of course, they're good anyway. 5-1 at home. Seattle 5-0. Steelers 5-0. Rams 5-0. I don't know, Ron. Given the choice, would you want to play at home, though? Even under these circumstances, I would.
Absolutely. Given the choice, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to play at home? I just don't know that it's that big of a deal. If the Steelers have to play in Kansas City, I would think they have every bit as much chance of winning if the game was in Pittsburgh. But you absolutely would prefer to play here. It's your own environment. They do go to the hotel anyway the night before a game, so it wouldn't not like they're sleeping in their own bed. Absolutely, you would prefer to. I just don't know that it is that big of a deal. That's all.
I don't know either, but I think I'd give them a better chance at home. Maybe that's just I'm conditioned that way. I would give them a better chance to beat the Chiefs here than I would in Kansas City, and I bet you the line would be different too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think you're right there. Yeah, hopefully we'll get to that point. I'd love to get to that point, Joe.
Me too. It sounds like you don't want to talk about this anymore, Ron. Like we're coaches here. We have to talk about the Ravens game and not look ahead, or we could cause the Steelers a loss on Thursday night.
I have the focus, Joe. I have the focus. Mike Tomlin has convinced
me. One game at a time.
Mike Tomlin has convinced me I want to be singularly focused. Is that the word? Singularly focused. I love that.
I guess, but he's the guy a couple of years ago who said it's going to be us in New England for the AFC Championship
game. Yeah, I think he learned his lesson. And then last week he said he was had a ridiculous amount of respect for those Jacksonville Jaguars. He's learned. I think even an old dog can learn new tricks, right?
The only coach in NFL history who took games three at a time, Ron, instead of one at a time. That was That was incredible. But you know what? The Shazier injury still stands out late in that season as a huge reason that they didn't get where they wanted to go, right? And I just think this year with the Devin Bush injury, first of all, Shazier was a great, great player. Bush may become one, but he's not yet. And I also think that the defense around that position is so much better now than it was back that year. Don't you agree?
Joe, that leads me to a question then. What do you think of how Spillane has done? There hasn't been a lot of talk, have there, about Avery Williamson filling in for him, has there? I have not heard much of that yet.
No, there hasn't been. How many snaps did he get the other day? Do you know off the top of your head?
I can look it up real fast. I don't know.
I think Spillane has played well. You know, that's the eye test. I haven't seen Pro Football Focus or anything like that. I'm not sure that I would trust it on an inside linebacker anyway. But to the eye test, he's played well. And I
Williamson
think
against Jacksonville, Williamson played 8 snaps. That's it. 8 snaps.
Wow.
They had 3 on special teams, so he is not getting a lot of time yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the proof. With the coaching staff.
Spillane played 49 snaps and 8 for Williamson.
We'll all be relayed in playing time. Coming up, Michael Irvin was on with the PM guys, and wow, did he have a lot to say. We'll replay that next, at least a good portion of it, and then we'll sort of riff off it for a while after that. Here on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.